And now for reading and writing and radio.
Brings you Silver and Gold, a program about
friends!
The authors and producers of this radio show are the students in Laura Bicker's 4th, 5th grade class last year at Centennial School in Decatur. But could your class do a radio show too?
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
You've heard the start of this show on Friends, produced by Reading and Writing and Radio listeners in Decatur. Let's go on with it.
A friend is someone who makes me feel confident when I am trying to do back handsprings in the spotting belt.
A friend doesn't make fun of you after an embarrassment.
A friend is someone who keeps you company while you watch a movie.
My friend is someone that invites me to a birthday party.
A friend is someone who will listen to your explanations.
A friend is someone who does not sneeze in your face.
A friend will hold your hand even if you have warts.
A friend will help you pull a joke off.
A friend agrees with me on important things.
A friend is someone who will play baseball with you on Saturday and Sunday.
A friend is someone who will birdwatch with you.
Man, is that bad?
It's so good.
A couple of weeks before school, I had a slumber party. I invited all my friends. We put on a fashion show. Everybody was dressed up wacky. We had a swim in my pool when they got there, and another one late at night, and one early in the morning. We were waterlogged. The moment the last friend left, I was bored.
This is Mr. Roberts with the weather. There is going to be a flash friend outside, so open your windows and unlock those doors.
As you know, everybody has shoes. Well, one of mine's a little different. The sole is an inch and a half thick because one leg is shorter than the other. This shoe is one of my best friends, especially when I play soccer. Me and my shoe have gone hiking, jogging, and played many sports. It goes every place with me. It's also a good friend because it gets me a lot of attention. I'm going to have an operation when I'm 10. Then my friend will be gone.
Tug of War by Shel Silverstein. I will not play at tug of war. I'd rather play at tug of war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs. where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins, and everyone cuddles and everyone wins.
He's a small, cute baby. I love him very much. I feed him almost every Sunday at the nursery at church. If he got hurt, especially if I hurt him, I would feel terrible. Even when I have to throw away his smelly, dirty diaper, I love him. He feels warm and soft and lovable. I love little Charles.
This is Julia Child with a recipe for fantastic friends. 1 tablespoon of caring, 3 teaspoons of sharing, a dash of love, a barrel of giggles, 14 teaspoons of great things to talk about. Mix well, put in a swimming pool or a baseball diamond, or a park, or a hiking trail, or even a schoolroom. Let simmer a short time, and you will have a friend tapping on your shoulder.
I have a friend. I won't mention the name, but I was a little scared of what I did. All I will tell you is I called her name and didn't play with her and didn't go with her jokes, didn't sit with her. I just didn't like her at that time. I know now that I did the wrong thing. This all happened last year. Now this year I thought as hard as I could. Now I know I hurt her feelings very bad. Now she is my friend.
Jonathan Joe by A.A. Milne. Jonathan Joe has a mouth like an elm and a wheelbarrow full of surprises. If you ask for a bat or something like that, he has got it whatever the size is.
If you're wanting a ball, it's no trouble at all. Why, the more that you ask for, the merrier. Like a hoop and a top and a watch that will stop and some sweets and an Aberdeen Terrier.
Jonathan Joe has a mouth like an O, but this is what makes him so funny. If you give him a smile only once in a while, then he never expects any money.
My friend is someone that is hairy and white with round spots. He runs around the backyard and scratches you sometimes. And if you get next to him, he will slobber on you. And the best thing is, you can play tag with him. Do you want to know who it is? Guess.
Binker, an imaginary friend by A.A. Milne. Binker, what I call him, is a secret of my own, and Binker is the reason why I never feel alone. Playing in the nursery, sitting on the stair, whatever I am busy at, Binker will be there.
Oh, Daddy is clever. He's a clever sort of man.
And Mummy is the best since the world began.
And Nanny is Nanny, and I call her Nan.
But they can't see Binker.
Binker isn't greedy, but he does like things to eat. So I have to say to people when they're giving me a sweet, oh, Binker wants a chocolate, so could you give me 2? And then I eat it for him, because his teeth are rather new.
Well, I'm very fond of Daddy, but he hasn't time to play.
And I'm very fond of Mummy, but she sometimes goes away.
And I'm often cross with Nanny when she wants to brush my hair.
But Binker's always Binker, and is certain to be there.
Teddy Sr. is my biggest teddy bear. I have had him since I was a baby. When I got his tea set for 4, I invited Molly, my dog, Teddy Jr., Teddy's son, and of course Teddy Sr. to have a tea party with me. While Teddy Sr. and I talked, Molly and Teddy Jr. played. Every time I need someone to talk to, Teddy Sr. is always there. I love him dearly, but he does have a rip, and some stuffing has fallen out. I hope I can sew him up soon.
When one of my friends invited me and some other people over, her mother called us downstairs to make a yeast cake. We all rushed down the stairs, our feet thumping on the stairs. We all tumbled into the kitchen. Now you can work together, Laura's mother said. She explained to us how to make it, and she helped us. I really like Laura's mother. She is our friend.
What do you want to do? I asked my friend. While we were bouncing on the bed, and his hair was going around like propellers on a helicopter, all of a sudden, he bounced off the bed and broke the mirror. 7 years bad luck. I went over to see how he was. He had a cut on his knee. It was bleeding. We went downstairs, and I fixed him up with a Band-Aid. After we ate supper, we went upstairs to my room. I bounced on the bed, but this time he didn't.
All you listeners, write us your story about your special friend. Next week we will broadcast several stories from each class over WCEN 207 on your dial. Until then,
make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and the other's gold.
Well, that's a great show that you kids did last spring. Now, here in the studio to talk with us about this show, we have some of those same kids from Centennial School in Decatur. There's Rayanne Smith and Jenna Lane, Jenny Hollis and Ben Gilmore, and Laura Bickers, who teaches the fourth and fifth grade. Rayanne, how about telling us how your class happened to decide on friends for a topic for your radio show?
We had many topics, and friendship won.
Why did some of the other topics not make it, do you think, Ben?
Well, it just, some of the other topics were just too narrow. We couldn't do anything with them. No one would have gotten any parts.
And there wouldn't be, kids wouldn't have as much to say about them.
No.
As a topic that everybody has something to say on, like friendship. Well, shortly after you finished making your radio show and your reading your writing show, you all wrote short compositions about it, and we found those and found yours, and why don't you each read your own? Jenna, why don't you read yours?
I read 8 stories and picked 2 out of the whole batch. Some stories got boring, others were fantastic.
That was the writing that came in, right? You read 8 stories?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and Ben, what did you write?
Well, the people that did read a report about the Friends Project did an excellent job on the reading. On one part, Leslie Lacasio read a one-liner that said, "Friends are people who hold your hand even if you have warts."
And then Ben has a great picture of a very warty-looking person holding hands with another one. Rayanne?
We did a radio program with Jackie Jackson. It was fun. We got kids writing and read some over the radio. We read a little bit from each class on our second one. We had an alien land in the middle of our song. Ben Gilmore played like an alien, but everybody was tripping over the chord, but it was still fun.
That was our recording machine chord that everybody tripped over. And Jenny, what did you write?
I got to read 3 compositions on the radio. It was hard work, but I enjoyed it.
Then we've got some other compositions that some of your classmates wrote. Let's start again. Jenna, whose have you got?
Molly Smeltzer's.
Read Molly's.
The first paragraph we did was kind of simple for me. Program. I only had to sing, laugh, and say one-liner. But the second show was harder. I had to make sure that I wasn't reading too fast and I did the sound effects at the right time.
And Ben, who've you got?
Sir Golden.
Reader.
It was hard to broadcast. Everyone soon found out. You couldn't put a radio broadcast together in 5 minutes. It took us about an hour and a half, sorting papers and deciding which were excellent, okay, or bad. It turned out to be as easy as a snap of the fingers. It turned out to be worth it, though, at least in my opinion.
Let's see, I think that one line was, deciding which were excellent, okay, or bad didn't turn out to be as easy as a snap of the fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little hard to read there, the handwriting. Jenna, you've got, Jenny, read yours.
This is by Erica Sorensen. Oh no, I said when Mrs. Bickers told me I'm going to announce the show. I'm so embarrassed. I didn't know she would pick me. I don't think I did a very good job. I messed up on a couple of words.
We don't really mind when we mess up on a couple of words. Everybody messes up on a couple. So, Erica, we think you did fine. And what's the last one you have there, Ann?
From Jamie Bartonen. I was nervous when we were taping. I thought it was okay. I thought that I sounded stupid, but it was fun. Our group didn't have any sound effects.
What do you kids think you learned making that first tape?
Well, I would say a lot about writing with friends.
You wrote about friends, and then you had to do what with it?
It was sort of hard.
Can you remember what was hard about it?
Talking on the radio.
You felt nervous?
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried to work out sound effects and things like that, too, and a program with variety. Jenna?
Well, you had to think of an idea to get into the story so it wouldn't just be all stories and reading just all stories.
Mm-hmm. Then when you had your first tape made, the one that we've already just heard now, you played it over the school intercom, right? And then all the other classes listened to it. What did the other classes think of your tape?
Well, most of them thought it was really good. And I think they probably liked the alien most because he had a good voice and it sounded like an alien and you couldn't tell it was a person.
Okay, well now we've got to get into that. You guys did something really different for the reading your writing that we've never done when we do reading your writing. And why don't we listen to the beginning of your reading your writing tape, okay?
This is WCEN 207 on your dial, bringing you Silver and Gold Part 2, the writing that has come to us about friends.
Make new friends, but the key to the
What was that? Look! Look over there on the ground! It's a pile of green slime!
I'm seeing it turn into a ball!
Now it's oval shape!
Look at it again! It's growing arms!
Uh-oh! It's getting legs!
It's got a great, big mouth! It looks like an alien!
It sure isn't human!
Suppose we dare talk to it.
Do you suppose it understands our language?
We could try, but I doubt it will.
I'll try to talk to it. Mr. Alien?
How do you know it's a mister? Maybe it's a missus.
It's probably an it.
Let's just call it Hey You. Hey You! You over there made out of green slime.
Me?
Yes, you. Are you an alien?
I'm no alien. I'm Mal from the Planet Mars. You all are aliens.
We're not aliens. We're friends.
Sure.
Gilmore, not a monster, our alien. Ben, how about giving us your voice again there, saying, you know, I'm not an alien, you're aliens.
I'm not aliens. You're all aliens.
Tell us how it felt to be an alien. Ben, see what the kids did is they had the alien come and then they took him from room to room to show him what a friend was because the alien had never known what a friend was. So tell us how that whole trip was, Ben.
Well, for the alien it was pretty good.
But how about for you?
Well, there is all right.
Well, I heard a few complaints. What were you having trouble with?
My voice.
It was hard to be the alien. In one place where they were talking about something to eat, remember the line that you said?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give it for us?
I don't remember part of it. What was it?
It was, can you eat friends?
Can you eat friends? Yum, yum, yum.
and that brought down the house. Each class, there was a reading from each class, and the skit went on in between. Tell me, kids, how you found the writing that came in from your first program and selecting for the second program. Jenny?
Well, on the first program, we told them to write in, and then they sent it in. And on the second program, we got it, and we organized it out into good, bad, and okay.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find? Was there a lot of good stuff to use on the radio?
Yeah.
Rayanne?
Well, a lot of the kindergartners, they were sending in, like, my best friends are, like, Kim and
Susie. And then they give the names.
Hmm.
I think that what we found was that what everybody wrote in was a lot of great one-liners as you started out your show. But then what did you decide?
We actually just wanted paragraphs or something like that, or what friends were.
We wanted some stories, didn't we? The one-liners were good, but they were, when you had too many of them, they were boring. And so what we found was difficult was to find some good stories that could be dramatized for the reading you're writing, and not just all the one-liners. Tell me about when you did have the stories, and you had a variety of stories finally, where a friend was somebody's mother at a party, and we had imaginary friends, and then we had teddy bear friends, and all sorts of different friends. And then you divided up into groups, and each group dramatized some of the stories from each class. There was one thing I noticed you particularly enjoyed doing. Remember what it was besides the stories?
It's probably the sound effects.
Can you tell us about some of the sound effects? I remember one with a bucket of water.
Where at the beginning where the other one was coming in, we dropped some pans and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Remember any other sound effects? Jenna?
While they were bouncing on the bed at the beginning of one of the stories, then they used the cot in our classroom to make the sound effects by bouncing.
The jumping
on
up
it.
And down, yeah. Why don't we give Mrs. Bickers a chance to say, wait, Rayanne had her hand up. Go ahead, Rayanne. What were you going to say?
When we were making the sound effects for the bucket of water at the very beginning, people were just talking, and it sounded like people were going underwater and talking underwater. It sounded like a whole bunch of bubbles were coming up from them talking.
That came out very well, didn't it?
Yeah.
And remember, we used a vacuum cleaner for one sound effect, and bouncing balls. Jenny?
The bouncing ball was what we were. And the bouncing ball, we bounced a basketball.
And ripping papers. All sorts of ingenious sound effects when we recorded the Reading Your Writing skits. Now let's give Laura Bickers a chance to say something.
Well, I think we really appreciate Reading Writing Radio after trying it ourselves. We know how hard it is and how much work goes into sorting all those papers and picking out the good parts and putting it all together and making it sound right and not making too many mistakes. And I think that our writing improved a lot after that, and we realized what we were looking for.
And I had a wonderful time being over there in Decatur and working with you kids. Rayanne?
Well, after we did the radio show, we knew that, well, if our story didn't get read, like, it could have been one that you had a hard time choosing. It might not have been, but you could always think it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get it read, it could have been one that they thought, well, this one's a little bit better than that one, instead of just getting mad and throwing down all your books and everything because yours didn't get read.
And we do have a hard time trying to choose and saying, well, we can't read everybody's. And your reading, your writing was almost a half hour long, and so we're not going to begin to do it on this show. We're going to, I think, end with a little bit of it. But why don't we at this point speak to everybody that's listening to Reading and Writing and Radio, and what do you want them to send in for this program? What sort of things? Rayanne?
Well, we don't want that that many one-liners. We want, like, stories about friends, like, not like my best friends are Susie and Kim, and, mm-hmm. like, we want, like, it could be, like, well, my friend Kim and I have lots of fun together when we go swimming, and tell about
the incident, yes.
Yeah.
And let us know what you do with a friend, more than just what a friend is, and those will make more interesting and more dramatic stories. So instead of giving us a one-liner, tell us the story about that one-liner. Other ideas? Laura, have you got a suggestion?
I think you've said very good ones, and just one more thing, that if you would like to hear your stories read on radio, do your own radio show, and then you can hear lots more of your stories over your own radio.
It gives you a chance right there in your room or in your own school to do them. Well, let's hear the very ending of the tape where the alien has finally learned what friends are, and you sing your final song together.
Now I know what friends are. Can I spend the night with you guys?
Well, I guess so, but you're kind of slimy.
Do friends eat together? Yum, yum, yum.
Yes, but let's sing our friend song first and sign off this program.
Station WCEN 207 on your dial, signing off on Silver and Gold, Part 2.
Thank you, Cindy, students, for teaching me. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver, but the other's gold.
So thank you, Rayanne and Jenna and Jenny and Ben and Laura Bickers, for coming here and sharing your friendship tapes with us. And let's hear from everyone stories about friends.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.